Hello, and welcome to the Feral Theatre Company's production of Passion, Poison, and Petrification by George Bernard Shaw, directed by Isabella Dunseith, starring
Maya Lagerstam as Lady Magnesia Fitz-Tolmash,
Christopher Jenkins as Lord George Fitz-Tolmash,
Garrett Hildebrand as Adolphus Bastable,
Arcadia German as Phyllis the Maid,
Haley Skye as
Policeman,
Danielle Troiano as the Landlord,
Berto Barotto as Doctor.
Turn your telegraphs to silent. The show is about to begin.
Did the clock strike, Phyllis?
16, m'lady.
That means 11 o'clock, does it not?
11 at night, m'lady. In the morning, it means 2:30. So if you hear it strike 16 during your slumbers, do not rise.
I will not, Phyllis. Phyllis, I am weary. I will go to bed. Prepare the couch.
Yes, m'lady. It is a terrible night. And Master is late. I trust nothing has happened to him. Your bed is ready, my lady.
Thank you, Phyllis. Good night.
Oh, my beloved mistress. I know not why or how, but I feel that I shall never see you alive again. There is murder in the air. Hark!
Strange. I thought I heard the herald of angels calling to me. Magnesia Fitz-Tolmash!
Lady Magnesia Fitz-Tolmash!
Yes. Well, in case we should never meet again in this world, let us take a last farewell.
My poor murdered angel mistress!
In case we shouldn't meet again, call me at 11:30.
I will. I will.
I can no longer cower here, listening to the agonizing thumpings of my own heart. The bloody deed must be done, and the time is nigh. There she is, asleep in her bed. I'll do it now! What is this? Has the beating of my heart warned heaven of my plans?
My husband! What on earth are you doing with that dagger in your hand?
Ah, it is a present for you! A present from my mother. Pretty, isn't it?
But she promised me a fish knife.
This is a combination fish knife and dagger. One day you have salmon for dinner, the next you have a murder to commit. See?
Oh, my sweet mother-in-law. That is Adolphus Knock. Oh, what has happened to your complexion, George?
Nothing.
Why, you have turned green. Now I think of it, you always do when Adolphus is mentioned. Aren't you going to let him in?
Certainly not. Adolphus, you cannot enter. My wife is undressed and in bed.
I am not.
Something most important has happened. I must come in for a moment.
Something important happened? What is it?
My new clothes have come home.
He says his new clothes have come home.
Oh, come in. Come in. Let me see.
Are they not most striking?
The trousers are so yellow, and the coat so crimson.
I shall never be mistaken for a waiter again. Here, look at the waistcoat.
Such sparkling silver stars.
So, what do you think?
It is a dream. A creation.
A drink, Adolphus.
Thanks.
You do look splendid, Adolphus.
And I am so happy.
Is the seltzer maker full?
Yes, you put in the carbonate powders yourself today.
So I did. The special powders.
Why do you laugh in that silly way at nothing?
Nothing. Nothing.
I hope, Mr. Fitztolmarsh, you are not laughing at my clothes. I warn you that I am an Englishman. You may laugh at my manners, at my brains, at my national institutions. But if you laugh at my clothes, one of us must die.
I laughed, but at the irony of fate.
Oh, that. Yes, of course.
Let us drown all unkindness in a loving cup.
Allow me.
Stay. No soda for me. Let Adolphus have it all. All! I will take my meat.
As you wish. Pledge me, Adolphus.
Kiss the cup, Magnesia. Pledge her, man. Drink deep.
To Magnesia.
To Magnesia. It is done. Adolphus, you have but 10 minutes to live. So long.
What mean you?
My mind misgives me. I have a strange feeling here in my heart.
So have I, but lower down. That seltzer is disagreeing with me.
It was poisoned!
Poisoned? Oh, help! Police!
Bastard! You would appeal to the law? Can you not die like a gentleman?
But so young, when I have only worn my new clothes once.
It is too horrible. Fiend, what drove you to this wicked deed?
Jealousy. You admired his clothes. You did not admire mine.
My clothes? Have I indeed been found worthy to be the first clothes martyr? Oh, hark! The angels call me. Welcome, death, you. The seltzer is disagreeing extremely.
Monster, what have you done? That was once a man beautiful and glorious. What have you made of it? A writhing, agonized, miserable, morbid worm.
Oh, Magnesia, really?
Oh, is this a time for petty vanity? Think of your misspent life.
Whose misspent life?
Look into your conscience. Look into your stomach. And this husband is your handiwork.
Mine is a passionate nature, Magnesia. I must have your undivided love. I must have it, do you hear? Love. 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 Love.
You shall have it.
Magnesia. I have recovered your love! Oh, how slight appears the sacrifice of this man compared to so glorious a reward! I would poison 10 men without a thought of self to gain one smile from you.
Farewell, Magnesia. My last hour is at hand. Farewell, farewell, farewell.
At this supreme moment, George Fitztolmarsh, I solemnly dedicate to you all that I formerly dedicated to poor Adolphus.
Oh, please, not poor Adolphus yet. I still live, you know.
The vital spark but flashes before it vanishes. And now, Adolphus, take this last comfort from the unhappy Magnesia Fitztolmarsh. As I have dedicated to George all that I gave to you, so I will bury in your grave, or in your urn, if you are cremated, all that I gave to him.
I hardly follow this.
I will explain. George, hitherto I have given Adolphus all the romance of my nature, all my love, all my dreams, all my caresses. Henceforth, they are yours.
Angel!
Adolphus, forgive me if this pains you.
Don't mention it. I hardly feel it. The seltzer is so much worse. Oh.
Peace, poor sufferer. There is still some balm. You are about to hear what I am going to dedicate to you.
All I ask is a peppermint lozenge for mercy's sake.
I have something far better than any lozenge. The devotion of a lifetime. Formerly it was George's. I kept his house, or rather his lodgings. I mended his clothes, I darned his socks, I bought his food. I interviewed his creditors, stood between him and the servants. I administered the domestic finances. When his hair needed cutting or his countenance was imperfectly washed, I pointed it out to him. The trouble all this gave me made him prosaic in my eyes. Familiarity bred contempt. Now all that shall end. My husband shall be my hero, my lover, my imperfect knight. He shall shield me from all care and trouble. He shall ask nothing in return but love, boundless, priceless, rapturous, soul-enthralling love. Love! Love! Love!
I am the happiest man on earth.
But be sure my one remaining duty be discharged. Like a good and devoted wife, I will spend the empty hours weeping at Adolphus' tomb.
My ownest, this sacrifice makes me feel that I have perhaps been a little selfish. I cannot help feeling there is much to be said for the old arrangement. Why should Adolphus die for my sake?
I am not dying for your sake, Fitz. I am dying because you poisoned me.
You do not fear to die, Adolphus, do you?
No, I don't exactly fear to die. Still...
Still, if an antidote...
Antidote?
Antidote?
If an antidote would not be too much of an anticlimax...
Anticlimax be blowed! Do you think I am going to die to please the critics? Out with your antidote, quick!
The best antidote to the poison I have given you is lime. Plenty of lime.
Lime? You mock me. Do you think I carry lime about in my pockets?
There is the plaster ceiling.
Yes, the ceiling! Saved, saved!
Ceiling?
There is lime in the plaster. Here, use my boots. Take this piece of ceiling, Adolphus. It is the largest.
A lump off the moulding. Try this.
Stop! Stop!
Do not stop! You will die!
I prefer death.
Adolphus, persevere!
No! Unless you can supply lime in liquid form, I must perish. Finish that ceiling. I cannot and will not.
I have a thought. An inspiration. My bust.
Can I resist it?
She refers to her statue, man. There, by the door.
Yes, of course.
Here, try the hair bun.
I cannot, not even your bust, Magnesia, do not ask me, let me die.
Force yourself to take a mouthful. Down with it, Adolphus.
Useless, it would not stay down. Water, some fluid, rig for liquid.
I will save you.
My beloved mistress, you live!
Yes, Phyllis, but Mr. Bastable is dying!
Indeed! I hope you will not think it unfeeling for me to appear at his deathbed in curlers.
We know you have a good heart, Phyllis. Take my bust and dissolve it in a jug of hot water, then bring it back instantly. Mr. Bastable's life depends on your haste!
It do seem a pity, don't it, m'lady, to spoil your lovely... bust.
But tush! This craze for fine art is beyond all bounds. Off with you! Ugh, drink, drink, drink! My entrails are parched. A drink!
Not the seltzer! Madman, you forget! It is poisoned!
I don't care! I must drink! Empty! Empty!
Magnesia, I have always pretended not to notice it. But you also keep a siphon of seltzer for your private use in my hat box.
I use it for washing old lace.
Of course.
Well, he shall have it.
Oh, with haste, please. Oh, thanks. Thanks. Oh, thanks. Oh. Oh, help. Held! The ceiling is effervescing! I am bursting!
Quick! The rug strap! We shall clamp it down on him before he explodes! Is that tight enough?
Will you hold, do you think?
The peril is past.
Thank heavens!
Here, my lady, your bust is dissolved.
At last.
You are saved. Drain it to the dregs. Well?
Well?
How inexpressibly soothing to the chest. A delicious numbness steals through my members. I would sleep.
Let him sleep.
Let him sleep.
Let him sleep.
Hey! Hey, what's this? What's all this noise? How can anybody sleep through it? Hello? What you been doing to my ceiling?
Silence! Or leave the room. If you wake that man, he dies.
If he can sleep through the noise, you three marks, he can sleep through anything.
Detestable vulgarian. Your pronunciation jars on the finer chords of my nature. Be gone.
I don't believe he's asleep. I believe he's dead. Police! Police! Murder! Murder! Police!
Ooh, shouts of murder!
Hey, policeman! These three's been and murdered this gent between them and not Oyston.
Officer.
Sir.
As between gentlemen.
Sir.
I may inform you that my friend had an acute attack of indigestion. No carbonate of soda being available, he swallowed a portion of this vulgar man's ceiling. Behold the result.
The ceiling was poisoned? Well, of all the artful... I arrest you for willful murder.
What? How is this justice, eh? How could I tell he was going to eat my ceiling?
True. The case is more complicated than I thought. I shall examine the body.
Stiff already.
And precious heavy. Why, he's gone as old as nails.
What?
Oh. Say not he is dead. Phyllis, fetch a doctor.
Yes, m'lady.
Come, come, rouse him. Shake him.
Is he a man or a statue?
What's wrong, ma'am?
Do you not see what has happened?
Horror on horror's head.
What do you mean?
The plaster has set inside him. The officer is right. He is a living statue.
Not so much living.
Such a case is not provided for in my book of instructions. It don't seem no use trying artificial respiration, do it? Here, landlord, lend a hand. We'd best take him and set him up in Trafalgar Square.
I should pat him in the cistern and wash it off of him.
The medical man, m'lady.
A case of poison, sir.
Do you mean to say that an unqualified person, a layman, has dared to administer poison in my district?
It looks like it. Hold up, my lady.
No, not a moment must be lost. The patient must be kept awake at all costs. Constant and violent motion is necessary.
What?
Stop! That is not the poisoned person!
No, it is you then. Why did you not say so before?
Now, that ain't him.
What? You?
Chuck it!
Come out of it, both of you! Now, you will all come with me to the station.
What? In this frightful storm?
I think it's raining.
Thunder and lightning!
It's dangerous!
Well, if you won't come quietly, then...
I believe the doctor is dead.
The landlord is dead.
The policeman's dead too!
The copper's helmet attracted the lightning.
After life's fitful fever, they sleep well. Phyllis, sweep them up.
Ooh... Will they be in your way if I leave them there until morning, m'lady?
I suppose they will not disturb us. Good night, Phyllis.
Good night, m'lady. Good night, sir.
And now, husband, let us perform our last sad duty to our friend. He has become his own monument. Let us erect him. He is heavy, but love can do much.
A little leverage will get him on his feet. Give me my umbrella. That's done it. Whew.
Forever and forever, Adolphus.
The rest is silence.
Thank you for tuning into our broadcast. For more information about the Feral Theatre Company, please visit www.theferaltheatreco.com. And finally, if you just simply have not had enough, we invite you to see our upcoming musical, The Dolls of New Albion, streaming February 17th through February 28th. Tickets on sale now.